Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hachayvel dechaveri, person who inflicted a wound in the goof of his friend. Chayiv Aleph Mishum Chamish Advar. He would possibly be chayiv for this, for hitting his friend, for the wounds that he inflicted on him, because of five things. Not necessarily all five, but it's possible that he would be chayiv to pay five different kinds of compensation. The first is benezek. Suppose he caused his friend to lose his hand. He chopped off his hand. Now he's worth less. Bitzar. The second is he has to pay for the pain that the victim went through during this attack. Three, beripui, doctor bills. Four, besheves, the fact that he cannot do malacha while he's sick. Ubebaishas, and for his embarrassment. It's embarrassing to get hit. Now again, in regard to these five things, sometimes the mechavel, the one who inflicts the wound, is chayiv in all of them. Sometimes only four, sometimes only three, sometimes two, and sometimes just one. The Mishnah explains. Benezek ketzer. How do you pay tashlumei nezek? Suppose, says the Mishnah, simu es enoi, he blinded his eye. Or kotes yada, he chopped off his hand. Or shiber es ragli, or broke his foot. How do we assess nezek? We view this victim ki'ilu eved, as if he was an eved, nimkar b'shuk, that was sold in the marketplace. V'shamen, we assess kama hoyu yafa, how much he was worth beforehand, v'kama hu yafa, how much he's worth now. Suppose when he was shalim with all of his evarim, he would have been sold for 1,000 zuz. Now that he's missing a hand, let's say the most the person would pay is 400 zuz. He can't carry anything anymore, but he could be a shomer kishuyan. He can watch the melons. So that 600 would be the nezek. Tsar, how would you pay tsar? Suppose kivoy, he burnt him bashvud, with a hot spear, or even masmer, or some type of a hot nail. Viafilu even, if he didn't burn the person's skin, but it was al tziparnai, on his fingernail. Makam she'en oise chabuda, where there's no nezek over here. It's not the kind of wound that he's worth less. You still have to pay for the tsar. Even if there's no nezek, you would still have to pay for tsar. Now, how do you assess tsar? How do you assess pain? Zak the Mishnah, oimdin. We're going to assess kama adam ki yaitzevizeh. How much would a person, in a similar situation to this, roitzel lita, how much would he want to be paid, lias mitzdar kach, to go through this tsar? If I needed a person for whatever reason to go through a tsar, a pain that is similar to this person who got this wound, how much would that cost me? How much would a person demand for that? Now the Rambam explains, of course it depends who the person is. A person who's not used to pain, he would demand a lot more. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. The Rosh says, there's no one in the world that would take money to go through pain. But the Mishnah means as follows. Suppose the government gave out a decree that they should burn his fingernails. How much money would he be willing to pay to bribe the executioner, the burner? He shouldn't do this, sir. Vaitra zakta Mishnah ripui. He also has to pay for doctor bills if he hit it. And because of that, the victim became sick. Chayiv lirapaisai. The one who hit him is mechuyev to make sure he's healed. Now the Gemara explains that there are two aifanim, two different ways of tashlumei ripui. One is that we pay him every single day, dvar yoim biyoimai, al tzarchei rufuasai, until he becomes better. The second thing is we assess the chayla, how long he's going to be sick, how much money he's going to need for doctors and medicines, and we give over this amount to Bezin. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, alu bayt simachim. He decided to pay each day what this person needs for that day. Now, in addition to the original makkah, what's happening is there are certain types of blisters, something is like growing out, probably as either direct or indirect result of the zets. Does the mazik have to pay for this as well? Sakta Mishnah, im machmas hamakkah, if these blisters are a direct result of the zets of the makkah, chayit, you have to pay it. Even though it's not mamish the makkah, it only happened afterwards, but you still have to heal him. It came because of the makkah. However, shaloi machmas hamakkah, if these new wounds, these new kinds of blisters or bubbles, did not come as a result of the makkah, potter is potter. Now, obviously, if it has no shaychus of the makkah, it's just a blister that developed, of course, why should the mazik have to pay for it? He has nothing to do with it. So the answer is, even when the Mishnah says shaloi machmas hamakkah, it is related to the makkah. The question is, it could be it happened because he didn't follow the doctor's instructions. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Chaisa, if the makkah healed, and afterwards vinistera, it came back, which means it looked like it healed, but it really didn't. Even if this keeps happening, chaisa, it looks to us like it healed, vinistara, and it comes back, even many times, chayiv l'rapaisa, he still has to heal him, because it all comes from the first makkah. But if we know for a fact that chaisa kol tzarka, as far as the first makkah is concerned, whatever wound he inflicted was totally healed, this must be a brand new thing, a brand new problem, then ain't a chayiv l'rapaisa, then he's not mechuyiv to heal it. Vayter zok the Mishnah sheves. How do you pay for sheves? So let's say there's no nezek, hidden nakwaf and aver, he's not worth any less, but he's sick, he has to be in bed for a while. Can't go to work then. When he gets better, he'll be able to return to his original work. So here it's pashit. He would have to pay for every single day that he's missing. But actually what our Tan is referring to is to sheves b'makim nezek. Let's say he knocked off his hand, and he's worth less now. So suppose until now, this victim was a porter, he used to carry things around, and he was worth 1,000. Now he can't do that anymore. He's missing a hand, nevach, chas v'shalom. Now he's only worth 400. So not only does the person who inflicted the wound have to pay the nezek, not only does he have to pay the 600, but he also has to pay for the fact that during the time that he's sick, he can't work. Ah, you're going to say, but I already paid for the fact that he can't work. I paid the nezek. And the answer is no, even with one hand, he can do some work. For example, let's say he can get a job as someone who guards the kishuyin, right? Types of melons, or gourds. So for that lesser job, he would get 1 zuz a day. You have to pay him 1 zuz a day. When he was a porter, he made 2 zuz a day. So the argument is on behalf of the mazik, shekvar nasan loy dimei yadi. For that he already paid for. He already paid for the fact that he's missing a hand, or dimei ragloy, for the fact that he's missing a foot. Vayter zok demishnah b'ishes. How do you pay for b'ishes? And for the Mishnah, hakol lefi amavayish v'hamizbayish. It depends who's the person that did the embarrassing and who got embarrassed. If stam, a person who's not considered a respectable person, embarrasses someone else, that's more hurtful than if it comes from an Adam Chashev. And it also depends on v'hamizbayish, who's getting embarrassed. If the person who got embarrassed is an Adam Chashev, his busha is much greater than if he would be a person that's not considered a chashev, a person. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Mevayish, Esa'araim. Someone is Mevayish, someone who has no clothes. Now you're going to say, well, he's pretty Mevuyish anyway. He has no clothes. Zakta Mishnah, would you add it to the embarrassment? That's how Taisus learns. Rashi and the Rambam say, he Mamish has no clothes, he's not a Bar Boisha. Something's wrong with him. Obviously, he has no problem being embarrassed. We're talking about someone who, let's say, was partially Autumn. Not his own fault. The wind started to blow off his cloak. And someone came and, like, finished it off. Says Chayim and Baishas. Vaidra says the Mishnah, Mevayishas Asuma. What if someone embarrasses someone who's blind? He doesn't see anyone laughing at him. He doesn't see anyone smirking. He doesn't see his red nose or whatever it is that he would be embarrassed of. But despite that, the busha is in his heart. In his heart, he has busha. And that's why the one that was Mevayishim has to pay. Vaidra says the Mishnah, Mevayishas Ayasha. Someone embarrasses someone who's sleeping. Chayiv, you're chayiv on the busha. Even though while he was sleeping, obviously he doesn't know he's being embarrassed. Even in his heart, he's sleeping. But when he wakes up, he'll chap what happened, he'll be embarrassed then. That's why chayiv. However, the yashan shebiyesh, someone was sleeping, and he reaches out and punches someone in the nose in his sleep, potter. He just was reaching out in his sleep. He didn't mean to punch anyone. And in order to be chayiv and boishas, you have to know what you're doing. It also has to be the kavana. Therefore, Nafal min hagag. Let's say someone fell off a roof, and he fell on the person, the hizik, and hurt that person, and also a biyish obviously also embarrassed him. Imagine you're walking by and you see one person laying atop of someone, and the person underneath is saying, get him off, and he's all embarrassed. So chayiv al nezek, if he inflicted nezek, even though it was shaloi b'mischavein, he didn't mean to fall off the roof, but adam muit li'ayla. Remember what we learned earlier in Perik Bey's Mishnah Vav? We learned Adam Muyadli Aylam, Ben Shaigig, Ben Mezid, Ben Er, Ben Yashan. However, Upatr ala Baishas. On Baishas, he's Patr Shalai Ben Mischave. Shanema, because the Pasik says, by the Parsha of Baishas, let's listen to the whole Pasik. It's in Parshas Kiseitse, Kapitel Chavhei, Pasik Yud Aleph. The Pasik says, Ki Yenotsu Anoshim Yachtov, if men fight with one another. Ish the achiv, a man and his brother. The karva eshes ha'echa, and the wife of one of them approaches, lahatzel es isha, to rescue her husband. Miyad makehu, from the hand of the one who is striking him. V'shalch yada, as she stretches out her hand. V'hechazika b'mevushav, and she grabs him in such a way that he is embarrassed. V'katzoisa es kapa, literally you shall cut off her hand. Loi sachis einecha, your eye shall not show any pity. If you remember what Rashi tells us in Chumash, it doesn't mamish mean we cut off her hand. It means she has to pay for the bishas. However, because the pasuk stresses v'shalcha yada, she extended her hand, so it's mashma she did it bedavka. And from here we learn einai chayev ala bishas. One is not chayev on bishas ad shehei mischave, until one intends to embarrass the other. Although the Gemara says that if he did intend to hurt his friend, although he didn't necessarily intend to embarrass him, he just wanted to hurt him, he has to pay for the bishas also. What we mean to say is, if he accidentally, like in the case of the Mishnah, where he accidentally falls on someone, so he's still considered careless, he has to pay for the nezek. But because it was by accident, in that case, he wouldn't have to pay for the bishas. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that achayv l'chaveri, if someone inflicts a wound on someone, he can possibly pay for five things. Nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and bishas. Nezek is, if he blinded the person or chopped off a hand or broke his foot, we assess if he were to be sold as an eved, how much was he worth before and how much is he worth afterwards? That difference he has to pay. Tzar is, let's say he burnt him with a hot spear or a hot nail, even on his fingernails. We assess how much would a person want to get paid in order to go through this tzar. That's how the Rambam learns. He said the Rush says nobody would take money to go through tzar. At least your average normal person won't. Rather, we're talking about a person who has to go through this procedure for whatever reason. How much would he pay to bribe the executioner so that he doesn't perform the procedure? Or let's say he has to go through a medical procedure. How much would he pay for the anesthesia? You also have to pay doctor bills. If, let's say, he pays the doctor bills for the actual wound, but afterwards there's like blisters or something kind of grows out of it. If it's directly because of the makkah, he has to pay for it. If it's not directly because of the makkah, but we're not sure. I mean, it has some shaychas, but it could be because he didn't listen to the instructions of the doctor, then he's potter. If it looks like it heals, but it comes back, heals and comes back, you have to keep paying for it. Because we assume it looked like it healed. It never actually healed. If you know for a fact it totally healed, he doesn't have to pay for any subsequent damage. Sheves, how do you pay for sheves? Loss of work. So if there's no nezek, didn't knock off a hand or something like that, it's just that he's sick for a while, okay, so whatever his job is, you have to pay for it. Can't go to work then. But if he already paid for nezek, so the original job, the fact that he can't do it, that you paid for. But let's see, now he can do a different job. He can be some kind of a watchman. But he still can't do that until he gets better. So you have to pay for that. Then we said, Baishas is hakalafi hamavayish v'hamizbayish. Someone who's not a respectable person embarrasses someone, it's more embarrassing. From an Adam Chashev, it's less. On the receiving end, if he's an Adam Chashev, the embarrassment is more. Then the Mishnah told us that someone is Mevayish, someone who is walking around without clothes, so it looks like he has no problem with Busha anyway, despite they still have to pay. That's how Taisvis learns. He said Rashi and the Rambam learn he's not Mamish totally without clothes. But it's like the wind started to blow off his cloak and this person finished it off. Someone is mevayish, someone who's blind, even though that person doesn't see it, but he feels it in his heart, therefore one has to pay. If you're mevayish, someone who's sleeping, even though while he's sleeping he doesn't feel the busha, but when he wakes up he'll realize it. However, someone who's sleeping, who, let's say, reaches out and embarrasses someone, he bops someone on the nose by mistake when he's sleeping, when he stretches, he's potter. Because to be mechayev and baishas, it has to be bekavon. Therefore, if someone fell off a roof and he did damage, he has to pay for the damage. But even though the person was also embarrassed, you can imagine someone's laying on the floor and this person is sitting on him or fell on him. Even though the person is embarrassed, you don't pay for the busha because he didn't intend to hurt him, for sure not to embarrass him. Although he has to pay for the nezek because he's considered careless.